Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, a Humboldt County jury convicted Gary Lee Bullock on all counts related to the first-degree murder of Father Eric Fried on New Year's Day of 2014. Prior to the trial, Bullock entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity, and the jury will determine whether or not Bullock was insane when the second phase of his trial begins on Friday morning. At that point, Bullock will either be sentenced to prison or to a psychiatric institution. Bullock tortured and murdered Father Fried after he broke into the St. Bernard's Catholic Parish on January 1st of 2014, just hours after he was released from the county jail. On Friday, Humboldt deputies arrested 18-year-old Mervyn Lewis George after a vehicle pursuit that began in downtown Hoopa ended on Drury Lane off of Highway 96. Two deputies could hear a verbal argument from two cars that were parked next to their patrol vehicle. They contacted George and his mother, who were arguing over an iPad, and deputies were lured away when a nearby citizen reported a possible arson that occurred on Drury Lane. The report ended up being false, and when deputies turned back onto Highway 96, they saw George's vehicle driving at a high rate of speed. Deputies pursued George, and both vehicles came to a stop off of Drury Lane again. George tried to reverse his vehicle into the patrol car, to which deputies evaded a collision. George was eventually detained and he was booked into county jail on a list of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, threatening violence towards a peace officer, and reckless driving. A Eureka man is arrested for attempted murder. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence in the 6,000 block of Aspen Way in Humboldt Hill on Friday after a male caller reported a man had been shot inside the house and that the shooter was still on scene. When deputies reached the scene, they established a perimeter around the house and ordered the suspect, identified as 34-year-old Eureka man Brian Swan, to come out. Swan initially refused to obey commands, and a short standoff ensued, with the wounded victim still inside and unable to receive treatment from EMTs on scene. Eventually, Swan exited the house and was taken into custody without incident, and he was booked into county jail on suspicion of attempted murder. The victim was treated at the scene and then was taken to the hospital and remains in critical condition.
Thank you, Dan. The rural county representatives of California have thrown in their support behind Assembly Bill 2678, which would dedicate the state portion of the sales and use tax collected from fair transactions to support small and medium-sized fairs. In a letter sent to Assemblymember Adam Gray, the bill's author, the RCRC illustrated the importance of the health and viability of every county's local fair and fair grounds, and that they're an important asset, especially in rural California. The lack of funding in recent years have put many fairs on the brink of elimination, and the 2016-2017 state budget outlined $6.6 million for local fair support and capital improvement projects. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Former students, colleagues, and friends of Father Eric Fried were effusive in their praise of a man who was a Catholic priest, a teacher, a friend, and a confidant, who was loved and respected both in his community and at St. Bernard's Church, but also on the campus of Humboldt State University, where he was a part of the religious studies program. Former colleague and professor Bill Hebrexmeyer spoke to KINS in the day shortly after Father Fried's murder, and Hebrexmeyer remembered a man who had become a close friend and who was loved by students and respected by his peers.
There were so many students that had a really fond relationship with him, whose minds were impacted profoundly by what they encountered in his classrooms. Yeah, and then the faculty respected him for that. There was nobody who didn't respect Eric on the faculty greatly.
Father Fried was a worldly man who was an expert on Japan and Japanese culture, and who spent two decades teaching and learning in that country.
Understood Japanese culture the way very few non-Japanese would understand it. He was a good scholar of the Bible, New Testament in particular, historical Jesus studies. Because he taught school with Japanese children for 20 years, he was really a master teacher.
Father Eric Fried was born in Michigan but was schooled in California, and he graduated from Loyola Marymount before joining the Salesian congregation in Japan in 1979. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.